Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the governor's budget is like Swiss cheese.
It has a lot of good substance to it, but it has some major holes. And the major holes that I see so far total about $1 billion.
Darling is talking about the governor's proposal to try to get $550 million more federal medical assistance reimbursement dollars and his move to take $500 million from the state transportation fund to help balance the budget.
I would say that the governor took the easy way out. It's great to have hope, but to me that was taking the easy way out because these are huge holes, so we will have to find cuts.
Darling says she hopes the governor does not expect the legislature to find an extra $1 billion in cuts if his plans don't pan out. Doyle Budget Director David Reamer says that's exactly what the administration expects, at least on the transportation money. Joint Finance Democrat Senator Russ Decker also puts the ball back in the majority party's court.
It can be put together. It all depends, you know, the priorities. You know, if people don't like it, then they've got to come up with an alternative, as the governor's been encouraging people to do.
Republican budget shapers on Joint Finance voted not to take just $22 million of the transportation fund Doyle proposed in his special session budget bill. Alberta Darling says that should have tipped the governor to the likelihood of using $500 million of it.
He knew that we were not going to accept that transportation by the signal we gave him last week.
Budget Director Reamer says the $500 million from transportation goes directly to municipalities in the way of shared revenue. Without it, he says local government would have to make layoffs in police and fire. And he says the state transportation money would also help build and maintain city streets across the state. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.